to make your comments or questions now, or do you want to wait until after public comment?
Well, my question is quick, and I appreciate that recognition, Chairperson Grubb. My question is simple. With the rail tracks being moved, number one, has the change in right-of-way and setbacks been accounted for? And number two, are we a little bit facetious, are they being moved symbolically or are they actually functional?
Thank you for that question. So the intention is to relocate the tracks to mimic the existing condition, which has the setback for freight that we've been assuming throughout the early project development and is now being reviewed as part of the zero emission passenger rail and trail project. And in terms of the usability of the tracks once they are relocated, the MOU with Roaring Camp and the draft license we have describes the track being relocated in a condition which is class one. And before the tracks could be reused, they would activated, they would need to be reviewed by the California Public Utilities Commission as well as the Federal Railroad Association. So the intention is, yes, that they would be able to be used for certain purposes as needed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My apologies for the overlooking your hand there, Commissioner Quinn.
No worries.
We will